Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths. Let's begin our time by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today I will be reading from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17 from the Message translation by Eugene Peterson. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus then appeared, arriving at the Jordan River from Galilee. He wanted John to baptize him. John objected, "I'm the one who needs to be baptized, not you." But Jesus insisted, "Do it. God's work, putting things right, all these centuries is coming together right now in this baptism." So John did it. The moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up and he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove, descending and landing on him, and along with the Spirit, a voice, "This is my Son, chosen and marked by love, delight of my life." I wonder how Jesus felt to hear God say, "This is my Son, whom I love, and in whom I am well pleased." Or as this author said, "The delight of my life." As we wrap up our time together each day, we will say our liturgies together. We'll start with our liturgy that comes from the blessing words that we use at Highland. This week, I will say a line and then you repeat it back to me. We hope to have it all memorized soon. Repeat after me. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.